This episode, sponsored by Stan Shoes.
Does your body hurt more than it used to after a long day? You're not getting old. You're not out of shape. You're just absorbing too much impact. Every step on hard floors adds up, and eventually your feet, knees, or back start calling the shots. That's not age. That's physics. Most shoes aren't built to handle a full day of impact. Until now. Stand Plus Energy Recovery Footwear is engineered to dissipate shock and reduce stress on joints. Their dual-density system gives you cushioning where you need relief and structure where it matters. They're accepted by the American Podiatric Medical Association, HSA and FSA eligible, and worn by over 100,000 people who feel the difference every day. If recovery is becoming the limiter, it's time to change that. Go to StanShoes.com and experience real relief in every step.
This record is if Fully Completely and Trouble at the Hen House had a baby.
This is a great statement.
Because Day for Night is very dark and moody.
Yeah.
And Hen House has still got some, you know, some zing, some uplift to it.
Yeah.
But neither of those records is as straight ahead a rocker as Fully Completely
totally.
Is. But Fanta Power is.
It is. And all the, so it was for me, like, I was the flip side of the coin for people who were the guys and ladies who wanted Fully Completely again and being disappointed maybe with Day for Night and Trouble at the Hen House at first because they wanted that. So this was the opposite of that, where it's like, oh, no, but I want that. That's my hip, is the dark, moody, experimental hip. Like, I don't know.
You know,
that's me imposing my wants on the band. In the midst of all this, though, the first single is Poets.
Out like the 2-4 weekend, I'm pretty sure.
And that video,
amazing. One of the first really great Tragic Hit videos.
And there's nothing to it. It's just a performance video, but it's just Gord.
Yeah,
gets to do.
He's Gord Downie in the video.
It's the best video version of like what makes him so good at the thing that only he can do.
I went out and bought a powder blue shirt with butterfly collars.
Ah, yeah, buddy.
Just so I could. You know, find a way to be more like him. That's back when I could wear a powder blue. Oh, I'm a little squeaky here. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. But it's a big comeback, this album.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's a change in their fan climate, which I heard it came up a couple of times in a little bit where this is kind of where the female audience returned to the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which had kind of gone away. And I've heard the band talk about that. And just sort of like, you know, it became, you know, like, you know how like Rush, not another Canadian band thing, but Rush is kind of like a dude thing.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they kind of were there a little bit somewhere in the middle of it. And this was, this album really just kind of caught everyone. And it almost shouldn't have. But there was this sort of different. There was room for this in 1998. We started to get, like, Poets really fit in. And when I look back at this album now, I'm still, like, maybe more than the others, I'm astonished that this didn't go in the States.
This is a very straight-ahead record.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it didn't because for the first time, everything was so jilted and weird that you couldn't release like a straight ahead rock and roll record?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But here's why I get confused, because like it's not the same year, I don't think. I can't put my finger on exactly, but it's right around here. 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies is about to happen.
Right.
And that blows up in the States.
Blew up huge.
So this kind of that, something like Poets, which is a clever, interesting cadence. It's really fucking catchy. It's kitschy. And it like it's just built to work in that environment. And it still doesn't go in the same. And, you know, we'll get to the deeper tracks later. And it's track one on the album. We're already talking about it. So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So Poets. And now when I say this album is a slow burn for me, it's not like I was like, yuck, this sucks. But there was a sense of disappointment because I wanted something else. And then over time, I realized the brilliance of this, you know. And this album has been one that has grown on me the most over the years. Like I frequently would go back to it and like it more and more as time went by. Poets started high for me and has never lost any steam. Like I anytime Poets is on, I'm fucking happy.
I love
this tune.
You can air guitar to it. You can stomp around.
Oh my god!
You can be Gord. You can dance like Gord Downie.
Yeah.
You were talking a couple episodes ago about songs that make you dance, like Tragically Hip songs. This is a dancer for me.
Fucking
for sure.
It is. Amazing backing vocals. Amazing backing vocals. And that video was so effective and so perfect for the time. Like it shouldn't fit, but it does. The magic of performance is there in this great little. I'm so enthralled by his performance in it. The switch around of the shotgun move to the elbow cleaning the screen. Like there, it was like all these creative ideas. Like
that was so good.
I would love to see the outtakes and all the other things he tried. You know.
Oh like, man.
Yeah, there must have been a million. You know, like, and it's so. Sincerely unusual.
Yeah, that's a great phrase.
And it's a tricky little tune. I talked previously in episodes about Gord's deceptively complicated cadence, and this song is very complicated. Where his rhythm is running as a vocalist. If you go to jump in and sing Poets at karaoke, you're gonna fuck up. I promise
you. If you nail the beginning, you're going to fuck up the end for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It gets slippery.
It's very slippery toward the end.
It fits in odd rhythms. It picks up. It slows down. Like what this song is, if this is a great lead single, you could not have a better lead single than Poets. This is the, hey, we still don't have a good time. Here's a nice rocker for you. But it's also clever. It's a little deceptive in how smart it is. It has a lot of interesting themes going on, and it is a great mixture of the artsy weirdness and the straight up rocker. It's all there because this is a band that started with their rock roots and then they pushed themselves into as much experimentation as they could be allowed, and then now taken that experience and pulled it back into tight songwriting. So this is, well, I'm maybe there's nothing uglier than a man hitting his stride, but this is a band fully hitting their stride of what they do right and how they learned to unpack it. So it's unconventional, but it completely fucking works because it follows pop structure like you want it to, but it's doing unusual and unconventional things inside of that box, and that is fucking awesome.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.